Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, do me a favor. Sit down with, if you have grandkids or kids, it depends on right what age you are listening to this show. Sit down and talk to them about drugs. I know this sounds stupid. My parents never talked to us about drugs. I talk to my daughters, especially with fentanyl, because fentanyl kills so quickly. And most of the folks who take it don't know that they're taking it. And I told my daughters, and, you know, I love my daughters. One of them's 15, one of them's 17. And I said, at some point, and I'm serious about this, I said, at some point, you're going to go to a party. And I don't know if it's this year or next year or college or ever. And folks are going to be drinking. Then you're going to go into a room. There's going to be a table or a mirror or something. And there's going to be some powder on the table, or someone's going to be taking pills. And they're going to tell you, hey, take a little bit of this powder. It's cocaine. Everyone else is doing it. I did. I had this talk with Sophia and Chloe. And you might think I'm an idiot. You might think they're too young. I just don't. And I'm not a crazy dad only because I've seen these things. I think everybody's on drugs. I don't believe that. But I do believe that fentanyl mixed with anything and everything is out there more than it ever has been before. And the highest number of overdose deaths in American history last year. Woo! I cannot and will name names, but one of my closest friends, his son is lucky to be alive this morning. I'm sitting there thinking about him. He has a problem with pills, a problem with pain pills, Percocet. And what happens now is you start with the prescription drugs, and whether you say it's from a back surgery or knee surgery or whatever, the prescription runs out and you go to the street and you buy them on the street, and they're knockoffs. And now everything's cut with fentanyl. And everyone's dying. And right now, this morning, one of my close friends has a son that overdosed on Percocet, which is an opioid-based drug, I'm told. And but it was bought on the street. It was a knockoff. It wasn't a prescription pill, but it looks like one. And the prescription runs out, so you hit the streets to get more. And this one was laced with fentanyl. The young man didn't know and overdosed, but is alive. And friends found him and saved his life. I am trying to scare you. Sometimes you hear a host say, I'm not trying to scare you. I am trying to scare you. I really am. And I hope you're afraid. Because it's legit. And it's real. Man. I have done, in my life, 15 interventions. You know what an intervention is? Woo, man. You go to someone's home. And it could be a family member. It could be one of your kids. It could be you, man. And you sit there. And you might bring a doctor. You might bring a wife. You might bring kids. And you confront someone you love and say, we're taking you to rehab right now because you're going to die. And, man, I've seen time and time again, a couple things happen. Some of the folks are elated. They start crying. They all hug you. They go to rehab. Some of them are angry. They get hacked off. They try to punch you. They make you leave. In one case, one of my friends was a crackhead. No exaggeration. I'm a crackhead. Big time. Big time a drug problem. And I did an intervention and I called the rehab center and the next day I called to check on David and he was gone. Checked himself out. Crack it. Someone who knows this so well, Michael Ogden. Michael, thanks for doing this for us this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Man. I was telling a story about one of my close friends. His son overdosed on a Percocet laced with fentanyl. This is the new death sentence, right, Michael? Because they get these knockoffs on the streets, and they don't even know what the hell it is, and it ends up being fentanyl, and it's like putting a shotgun in your mouth, is it not, sir?
Yes, it is. It's really dangerous. I mean, right now, you know, just to highlight this, fentanyl overdoses are the number one cause of death in the United States for adults from 18 to 45. I mean, we're in an epidemic. We got to do something about it.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. What's driven it, Michael? By the way, this is Michael Ogden. I apologize. He is with Recovery Centers of America. He's the CEO, and I begged him to come on this morning. What's the genesis of this, buddy?
Well, I think there's a lot of things going on. One, the lethality of the drugs are at an all-time high. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are going untreated. Over 9 million Americans suffer from dual diagnosis issues, which means they have a diagnosis of substance use disorder as well as having a mental health diagnosis, such as depression or bipolar disorder. In fact, Marty, I'll even take it and talk locally about us here. About 83% of my patients who walk through the door have a dual diagnosis.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Michael, here's the number one thing I hear from folks with addiction problems. I'm not exaggerating this. Marty, I'm a heroin addict. I can't get treatment everywhere. What the hell's that? What is that about?
Well, I think there are some issues with that. We have access. I have beds. I'm ready. I'm ready to treat people. You know, we take most major insurances. We're ready to help, but people have to get access. And you're right about that. I mean, you know, we're trying to make it as simple as possible. We have a 1-800-RECOVERY. Dial that number. You get somebody on the line. We'll work with you. We'll try to figure out a way to get you into quality services that we offer. It's just something that we do. It's, you know, we're dedicated to this. We're here in this community. We opened up this practice in February 21, and we want to help. We're tired. I'm personally sick of seeing people die every single day on the paper. We're seeing it everywhere. We got to do something about this, and people have to have access.
I got a girl into rehab. I chased her down the street with her mother. I'm serious about this. The second time we got her in, she bailed on the second day, shot up and died, and her friends threw her in the alley. We have, in America, I see this, we have a lot less empathy for folks with drug addictions. Oh, my God, you're paying for rehab for the ninth time, yet we have empathy for someone with 14 DUIs. Why is that, Michael? Why?
I think people have a lot of twisted views on what alcoholism is, and I simply put it like this. Just like diabetes, just like cancer, it's a disease. And we know it has a progression. It has everything else that all the other diseases have, but it's easier for us to just kind of say like, oh, well, you know, that's a legal substance, and that's not
right,
the case.
Right.
In fact, alcoholism is on a big increase since that, you know, COVID is lifting up a little bit. Alcohol-related deaths rose 25% in 2020 compared to 2019. So alcohol is just as big a problem, and that's why we focus so much on trying to get people help for both the opioid crisis as well as alcohol, because that's not going away either.
No, man. Hey, Michael, we got to do this on a regular basis. I'm going to grab your info and reach out. We got to set something up regularly, all right? This is important stuff, okay?
I appreciate it, Marty. And anything people out there know, 1-800-RECOVERY. Call us. We're ready. We'll help you.
All right, man. Thank you, Michael.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.